Park. I am a PhD candidate at West Virginia University, working with Dr. Waterland. Today, I'm going to talk about the effect of calcium chloride on enhancing water deficit stress tolerance in Biola. Okay, I took these photos from retail shop. You may have this wilted plant like this in your town. As your customer, do you want to purchase those wilted plants? Probably not. Actually, even though plants are grown at their best quality, they are from the greenhouse. They are exposed to water deficit stress during shipping and retailing. And it is estimated that about 20% of unsaleable crops is associated with poor condition during shipping and retailing, especially drought. Therefore, it is necessary to enhance water deficit stress tolerance in bedding plant. When plants are exposed to water deficit stress, they initiate a response mechanism such as stomach closure and generate osmoprotectant and also produce antioxidant and induced gene expression to survive under water stress. Let's look at detail a little bit. The water deficit stress causes osmotic stress to plant. And here, calcium is plays an important role in the mechanism as a secondary messenger. Especially, it is involved in stomata closure by regulating gut cell volume. So my research idea is from this mechanism. I was curious whether osmotic stress, osmotic treatment, or calcium treatment can enhance water deficit stress in plant. So my overall research goal is to enhance water deficit stress tolerance in plant, floriculture plant. In this experiment, I have two objectives. One is to examine the effect of osmotic treatment on plant wilting. And second one is to identify relationship between stomata closure and water loss in calcium-treated plant. I used Biola at adult stage, and they were grown under greenhouse condition, under this condition. For treatment, I have control with DI water, and for osmotic treatment, I have 7 chemicals. First, I have 2 calcium chemicals, calcium chloride and calcium nitrate. I chose the calcium because it is a secondary messenger in stress response. And to make a balance with the calcium, I included sodium-containing chemical. And calcium and sodium can be utilized for plant growth and development. So I included barium-containing chemical because barium is non-essential elements for plant growth and development. This chemical solution can be taken by plants. So I included mannitol, which causes just osmotic stress without plant taken up. So since some calcium and barium are divalent and sodium is monovalent and mannitol is not ionized in solution, so I cannot apply them at the same concentration. So before treatment, I measure osmotic potential of them. The left one is showing the all chemical osmotic potential at different solution concentration. You can see they have similar trend. Some chemical has similar trend. So monovalent has similar trend, and divalent calcium and barium containing has similar trend. So I combined them each other and generated 3 trend line like this. And based on this graph, I can calculate osmotic potential and application concentration. First, I set calcium and barium at 200-300 millimolar, and their osmotic potential are the bottom table. With this number, I calculated corresponding application concentration for sodium and mannitol. So sodium was containing chemical was applied at 300 and 450. Mannitol was applied 470 and 730 millimolar. Before treatment, plants were fully watered 12 hours before, and next morning, osmotic treatment was drenched to pot media. And half of the plants were daily irrigated to identify any side effect by treatment, and the other half was not watered for water stress treatment. And I measure shelf life and acrylic area percentage. The shelf life result. Shelf life is the number of days from treatment until plants start wilting. Most of treatment extended shelf life compared to control. Among them, calcium chloride 300, sodium nitrate 300, barium chloride, barium nitrate at 200 extended shelf life significantly compared to control. So these results indicate that osmotic treatment extended shelf life, delayed plant wilting. However, I observed some side effects. These pictures, these plants were watered 4 or 5 days. And you can see there's like necrotic area. So to quantify necrotic area, I took a picture from the top, and with Photoshop, I measure necrotic area and the whole plant's area and calculated necrotic area percentage. This is the result of necrotic area percentage. Since visual quality is the most important factor for bedding plants, so I excluded some treatment. If it is the necrotic area percentage was over 5%, and then I checked the shelf life again, and among them, calcium chloride and sodium nitrate 300 millimole extended shelf life compared to control. Between two chemicals, I chose the calcium chloride for further experiment because, as I mentioned, it is a secondary messenger in water stress response. For second experiment, I have control with DI water and calcium chloride at 200 to 300 millimore. And this is, it is a 6th replication experiment. And I measure wilt status and shelf life and leaf relative water content and stomata conductance. I evaluated wilt status every day based on this photo. So 5 is turgid. 4 is leaf became soft, but it is still upright. 3 start wilting, and 1 is severely wilted and leaf were desiccated. So this graph is a wilt status data. The square symbol is control. So they reduce stomata conductance, wilt status from day 2, and on day 7, they reach almost 1. They are desiccated. However, calcium-treated plant delayed the wilting, and on day 3, on day 7, the wilt status rating was 3. I took picture on day 6. This is control. They are severely wilted. And this is calcium chloride treatment. Look at this. They are still upright and they are still cellular quality. Actually, calcium treatment extends shelf life by 3 to 4 days compared to control. Look at this. It's very huge difference. So we don't need this photo. It has, we can say calcium chloride has huge impact on delaying plant wilting. Let's look at leaf relative water content. The left one is daily water. The right one is water stressed. On the daily water, or treatment maintains similar relative water content. However, water stress on day 3, control reduced the relative water content from day 3. And on day 7, control relative water content is almost half of calcium-treated plant. And after 7 days of stress, I rewatered the plants for 3 days. And control was severely wilted and desiccated. After rewater, they did not recover. They just dead. However, calcium treatment increase their relative, recovered and increase their relative water content, which is similar to daily watered plant. And this is stomata conductance data. The arrows indicate the application time, and the first measurement of stomata conductance was 4 hours after. So on the both watered or stressed, calcium treatment reduced stomata conductance within 4 days. And on the daily watered, this reduced stomata conductance increased. And after 10 days, it was almost similar to control. However, on the stress, this is control. Control reduced stomata conductance on day 2. So this indicates that control induced stomata closure after day sense water deficit stress and on day 2 days after. However, this calcium chloride treatment induced stomata closure, and then it maintained tertiary longer than control. So that is why the calcium treated plants can delay plant wilting. Based on my result, we can this result indicate that water stress tolerance was enhanced maybe by osmotic treatment or calcium treatment by inducing stress response or inducing stomata closure in advance before in perception of water stress. Let me summarize my presentation to examine the effect of osmotic treatment on plant wilting. I have seven chemicals, and treatment extended shelf life by 2 or 4 days. Among them, calcium chloride was the most effective to delay plant wilting. So they induced stomata closure and then maintain tertiary longer than control. Therefore, calcium treatment can delay plant wilting. Thank you for listening my presentation, and I appreciate everybody who supported my research. Do you have any question? So first of all, I have to, based on this, I can conclude it is osmotic stress or calcium treatment, but it is not clear whether it is calcium. So I need to determine really calcium effect or osmotic effect by measuring or calcium concentration of the leaf or movement calcium in the stomata, and then figure out which one is working for delaying wilting. In patients that has delayed plant wilting, but it is extended just 2 days, not as many as this viola. And petunia, it did not delay wilting. So I think it's more likely it is effective to stress sensitive, like viola, and in patients are more recessive, but petunia is kind of like moderate and tolerance plant.